From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A federal judge ruled the EPA and Army Corps of Engineers improperly suspended the Obama-era Waters of the U.S. rule without public comment. The ruling allows WOTUS to take effect in 26 states where it had not been blocked by court order and adds new frustration to the administration's efforts to replace the 2015 rule. EPA says it will review the order as they work to determine next steps. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall called on the agencies to take immediate steps to limit the impact of this dangerous decision. The number two ranking Senate Republican is urging the Senate's farm bill negotiators to consider tightening food stamp work requirements in line with provisions in the House-passed version. Majority Whip John Cornyn of Texas describes the House bill's work provisions for Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program as very common sense. According to AgriPulse, the Senate passed its farm bill in June after defeating an amendment that would have tightened SNAP work rules. A record-high soybean crop and overall corn yield are expected this year, according to the USDA's latest crop production report. Up 4% from 2017, soybean production is forecast at a record 4.59 billion bushels, while corn growers are expected to decrease their production slightly from last year, forecast at 14.6 billion bushels. Average corn yield is forecast to be the highest on record at 178.4 bushels per acre, up 1.8 bushels from last year. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.